This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Refugee Agency on Friday called on governments to allow civilians fleeing Sudan to their territory and not to send them back to the conflict-torn country. Quote, we're advising governments not to return people to Sudan because of the conflict that's going on there. Elizabeth Tam, UNHCR's Director of International Protection, told reporters at a briefing in Geneva. The conflict in Sudan has forced about 100,000 people to flee to neighboring countries, according to the UN, and has hindered aid deliveries in a country where about one-third of people already relied on humanitarian assistance. Russia's Wagner boss threatens a Bakhmut pullout in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The owner of the Wagner Group has vowed to pull his troops out of the protracted battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut next week, accusing Russia's military command of starving his forces of ammunition and causing them heavy losses. Yevgeny Prigozhin, a notorious millionaire with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, claims his forces had planned to capture Bakhmut by May 9, but he says he hasn't received enough artillery ammunition supplies from the Russian military since Monday. Known for his bluster, the Wagner boss has previously made unverifiable claims and made threats he hasn't carried out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić proposed an array of tough measures on Friday to improve gun control and bolster security in schools in the Balkan country after two deadly mass shootings this week.
Ali i kod svih drugih, biće predviđene šestomesečne i jednogodišnje provere lica.
Vučić suggested a moratorium on gun permits regardless of the type of weapon, as well as a practical disarmament of Serbia. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Friday an Australian-Britain free trade agreement would come into force by the end of this month after years of negotiations, Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Speaking to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in London Friday, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese also said the agreement would benefit business and individuals.
What it will mean, put simply, is more access to the market here for our goods and services. So for beef, for sheep products, for our seafood, but it will also have changes to the labour market, increased periods in which Australians can work here and vice versa.
A former British colony, Australia has strong cultural and historic ties with the United Kingdom. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has offered support to African countries to get a permanent seat in the UN Security Council while on a visit to Kenya. Scholz told his host, President William Ruto, he believes in African-led solutions to African issues such as the ongoing conflict in Sudan. Currently, three African states, Gabon, Ghana, and Mozambique, are non-permanent members of the council. Calls in the past for African states to get at least one permanent seat in the council that have been supported by various leaders, including the UN Security General. The labor market, the U.S. labor market has been standing its ground amid factors like high inflation, bank failures, and rising interest rates, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hiring has gradually slowed, as have wage growth and job openings, but the job market has stayed surprisingly strong, even in the face of the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hikes.
We've raised rates by 5 percentage points in 14 months. And the unemployment rate is 3.5%, pretty much where it was, even lower than where it was when we started.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell earlier this week. Powell says it seems possible the labor market can keep cooling without big jumps in unemployment, which would buck historical trends. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say diplomats from Arab nations are planning an emergency meeting in Cairo over the weekend about fighting in Sudan and Syria's potential return to the Arab League. A spokesman for the Arab League confirmed Sunday's meeting. It comes as some Arab countries have been opening relations with Syrian President Bashar Assad. Syria's membership in the 22-member Arab League was suspended in the early days of the war 12 years ago, and Arab countries later imposed economic sanctions. I'm Joe Ramsey.